Can I have you state your full name?
Yeah, my name is Logan Parker. I'm in sales and marketing, and I'm here to help.
Where were you born? Where did you grow up? And where are you from?
Yeah, well, I'm from Welland, Ontario. I'm born January 5th, 2000.
Have you ever played or watched at the Garden City Arena in St. Catharines?
Garden City, is that the new? Yeah, that's the new one, right? Yes. Okay. Yes, I've watched a few games there. I'm sorry, I was referring to the old Ice Dogs Arena, where I'd watched a few games there. It's still
that's,
there?
That's the one I'm talking about.
Okay, well, that one, absolutely. I went there for hockey camps.
Can you describe that for me?
Yeah, training camp. Yeah, so training camps would include, I think it's a three-week program where it was like 9 to 5. I'd get dropped off. You'd start off with off-ice training, running around, warming up, getting ready for the ice, and then actually going and doing drills on the ice with hockey or with Ice Dogs players that join the group. And basically it was sort of like a camp, like a, I wouldn't say daycare, but I'm saying like a big group of hockey players all wanting to learn new things and getting some fundamentals and just getting to know people in the hockey world and how they can get connections and stuff. It was fun to just really play and just enjoy and, yeah, have some fun on the ice.
How long did you do the Ice Dogs camp?
I've done it for a few years. I did it for, I think, 3 years. It was, like I said, 3-week program, but they do it every year, I think, in, like, August or before the season started. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like a summer kind of thing. And, yeah, and basically done it 3 years consecutive. They give you, like, sort of give you benefits. They give you, like, some Gatorade and some water and some presents that you can keep home and stuff. But yeah, it was kind of like a neat program to meet the Ice Dogs.
How old were you when you did that?
Oh, I was young. I was younger. Probably when I was like, started when I was like 12 to like 15.
Did any of your family members ever watch or play at the Garden City Arena?
Garden City? Well, actually, I played there a few times. We played there for playdowns and such.
What are playdowns?
Playoffs.
Oh.
Playoffs. So, you know, at the end of the season, move on to other divisions. Like, just on, you'd get like a region kind of a playoff where you'd want to beat the teams in the region, like St. Catharines, Pelham, Niagara Falls, that kind of thing. If you beat them, you then move on to sort of out of the region, and you play against, you know, Mississauga, Toronto, and outskirts teams that are farther away. But yeah, that was sort of when pressure was on at that time. You gotta make some quick decisions there because that's when it all mattered, basically, in play downs and how the season goes.
Do you have any favorite memories that you'd like to share about the Garden City Arena?
Yes, I've got plenty of memories. One, I was going to say, I don't remember how old I was, but it's a memory I still remember to this day. We were getting creamed out there with all these shots and everything was going to the net, and we were falling a bit behind in shots, I would say. It was like a 0-0 game, but it was a very close game, back and forth. And coach is like, you know what? He's going to throw me on forward for one shift, puts me on forward. I get over the blue line, shoot it. A couple seconds to go in the game, I somehow get it 5-hole and score, and that was the tournament, and I just remember lifting that trophy and having a great time with my team.
So you won the tournament?
Yeah, yeah.
From that shot?
Oh, yeah. The Purple Eagles we played against. Oh, it was an amazing team. They were so good. They were honestly way better than us, but we made it work.
Where were they from?
Oh, they were from Purple Eagles. Oh, I'm trying to think of where they actually located. They were like a further away team, like probably 3-4 hours away.
Wow.
I can't remember where they're from though exactly. I just remember that memory exactly.
As a long-term hockey player and lover, do you think that the closing of the arena is something significant to the hockey community or the Niagara region?
Yeah, well, obviously there's other arenas and such. That one to me played a good part of my hockey career. I mean, maybe younger hockey players, they wouldn't get to get that sort of experience in that arena and really live that memory. But they might have other, memories at the other Meridian Center and stuff. But I would say, yeah, it would be an effect. I mean, I love the place. I love driving by it. But like you said, things got to move on. So I can understand the closing in that kind of circumstance.